It's silent as 13-year-old Ryota Yamasaki walks onto the stage at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center. 300 hopeful pianists aged 11 to 13 auditioned for this competition in 10 different cities worldwide. Tokyo, Beijing, Budapest, New York. And from there, it was narrowed down to 34 individuals who've come to Utah for the 2012 Gina Bachauer International Junior Piano Competition. As he takes his seat at the grand piano, Yamasaki adjusts his bench and tries out the pedals before launching into his first piece. When these kids come to these auditions?
We're looking for, obviously, great mastery of the piano, excellent technique. But many pianists have good technique. Even at this age, we're looking for maturity. Do they understand the music? Do they communicate the composer's intentions? Do they express their own personality in the music? All these factors and their stage personality are important issues when we look at, are these really the perfect choices to invite to Utah for this competition?
Gary Billings is the director of this year's International Piano Competition. He tells me that competitors are not judged on how difficult their piece is, but how well they can pull it off.
Many competitions require a piece, a certain Beethoven sonata or a piece by Bach, but we invite these performers to choose their own repertoire, which really lets them choose and express, you know, what they would like to convey and what music they love to perform. And it's true some pieces may be more difficult, but in the end, the judges are looking for mastery of the piece and something special, something that lets them know who they really are as a musician.
Mm-hmm. Now, these kids have 25 minutes to show off, you know, what they got, basically. Are they playing one song, multiple pieces?
They actually perform twice. They have round one, where they play either 20 or 25 minutes, and then they have the chance to play a second time, guaranteed, where they can show a longer choice of pieces. And this gives the judges a great opportunity to really see what these kids can do under pressure. And perhaps they perform really well in one round, but next time have more of a struggle, or they perform well in both. And it just gives the kids really their best chance to show what they really can do. Many competitions don't offer this. They let people come for one round, and then a great majority are cut after only playing maybe for 10 minutes. This way they can play, you know, almost an hour of music before the judges really need to make a vote and decide which six go to the finals.
It's got to be a tough choice.
It is. The judges are already saying, oh, how do we choose? This is such a high level as always. But they are thrilled with the level and amazed what these kids are doing at such a young age.
Oh, I'm sure. And those six young finalists will play the piece of their choice with a second piano accompaniment from Colette Valentine, both a renowned pianist and a professor of music at the University of Texas. Now, the junior level of competition has ended. It ended last Saturday with Ryota Yamasaki taking home the top prize of $7,000. But this week, the Gina Bachauer International Piano Competition continues with the 14 to 18-year-olds who are competing in the Young Artist Division. Many of them, Billings says, are former junior competitors. I guess what's the favorite part for you of this competition when these kids come from all over the world to share their talent?
My favorite thing is to show and to see how music really is universal. These kids may come with languages that are different or backgrounds and opportunities that are different. Some come from well-established conservatories with training from a young age. Others come from just excellent teachers from maybe a remote part of the world. But when they come together, they all speak the same language, and that's music. And that's true for the host homes. We have many host homes that provide their families and their pianos and their homes for these young kids, and many are concerned about, what do we do with these kids? We can't talk to them. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Music expresses it for themselves. And for me, that's the best part, how music brings everyone together.
And if you'd like to see for yourself just how talented these kids are, visit our website at upr.org, where you can find information and videos of all the performances at the 2012 Gina Bachauer International Piano Competition. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.